From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Yeah, we are back once again, and by we, I mean my soulmate of a co-host, Christine, is back with me. Last week, I gave her a bit of a break, and I played Would You Rather with two of our most loyal listeners. So if you have not heard that episode, do go check it out. Would You Rather, the Mom Edition. And you can find that on Spotify, you can find it on Apple, or on nova.com.na. Hello, Christine. Welcome back.
Hello, Anne. It is great to be back. Thank you. Things got a little bit hectic in this past week and a half. And I keep thinking to myself, like, it's not even August yet, because August is always a terrible month. Around me, I see it, like, August, everyone catches this dip, and it's not even August yet, and we're all like, I guess it's awesome, mate. Halfway, where's the water point?
Is that dip in mood because it's my birthday on the 1st?
No, it's because I can't always be with you on your birthday.
No, you just made a quick note like, remember, it's Anne's birthday.
You are not wrong. You are not wrong. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked on Facebook for birthdays in forever. So now I just jot it down when I remember.
We're not playing Would You Rather today. We're playing a little other game called If I Had a Dollar for Every Time I Said.
I just need 10 cents and I would already be a gajillionaire.
A gajillionaire. I like that.
Yeah, that's a number my kid made up.
Oh, a gajillionaire. In Afrikaans sê die kinders ontelbaar.
Yeah, uncountable.
Yeah, and for the longest time, like when I was little, I thought that was actually like a numerical value, until my brother actually said to me, listen here, do you hear yourself? Just listen to the word you're saying. And then I realized, oh, that's not actually a numerical value.
Oops. So they are, I mean, there are obviously a bunch of things you say so many times. I think one of the ones I use quite a lot every day is hierdie ding gaan nie self in die kas terugspring nie. Like they use it and they just leave it there.
Yeah, but that's kind of what they do, isn't it? It's just how they operate.
I refuse. I would say it and then put it away myself, and then I stopped and was like, no. This, like, I'm not putting other people's stuff away anymore. I would just say, like, it's not going to jump back, so please come and put it away. I don't care what you're doing, I don't care how comfortable you are, because you don't give two if I'm comfortable and what I'm doing as jy sê mama dan moet ek spring. So same.
So a couple of months ago I got into, you know, that Sunday afternoon mom mood of cleaning up everything and being in a bad mood, and I and I was going through my bedroom, our bedroom, where my husband was doing what? Lying on the bed, watching something on his phone. And I'm picking up stuff like laundry off the bathroom floor. And I'm like, dude, seriously, when are we going to learn to put our stuff in the laundry basket? I can't keep picking it up. Do you know what he said to me?
Why do I think I know? But I'm going to let you say it.
He said to me, he had the nerve to say, then don't.
Yeah. You know that sound effect in horror movies where it's like the person's being stabbed, that like wee, 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 that kind of thing. I'm not doing it right. That like that gives then don't gives those vibes.
Or what I immediately heard in my mind was dumb ways to die.
Another thing I say a lot is, why are the blankets on the floor? Why are the blankets on the floor? I think I've mentioned this in a previous episode. Like, I got rid of our living room cushions, the couch, little pillows, the throw pillows, because they would just be on the floor all the time. And there are always blankets in our living room, and they're always on the floor. So about a million times a day, I'm like, why are these on the floor? And I pick them up and I fold them. And 5 minutes later, like, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, exactly. Sticking to couches, I guess time flies so fast. It's probably about 18 years ago now that I bought a like an L-shaped couch. And I bought it cash, okay? So this was like a really big deal to me. And I come from the 80s where you look after everything that you own because it needs to like last for your entire lifetime. So when my son not jumps like we used to jump on the bed, but he would like jump back on the couch, or he would get excited watching TV and we jump up. So that's a thing for me, is like, money or be bunk sprang nay. That's something I say a gazillion times every day.
Yeah, I also have to say, like, don't climb on the couches like that. Don't bounce on the couches like that. Another thing is honeit op beklei. I have two. You have two. One.
Yeah.
Oh my dear Lord. I'm going to start counting how many times a day I have to tell them, please stop fighting. Please stop fighting. Please stop. Why are you fighting? Can you please? Kan julle ophou oor beklei? Like, I'm like, that is a big one in our house.
I've got a boy, and I have mentioned this previously, is that he thinks he needs to score everything that happens in life. Like, everything needs a soundtrack, okay? So there are always sounds, wee wee ho ho ho, being made throughout the day. Yes, cha-ching, cha-ching, all of that. So the amount of times that I go, shh, sachter, shh, is like,
I also have to say, leave my stuff alone a lot. Like, leave my stuff alone. That is mine. That is mine, okay? My earrings, my chocolate, my chair, the chair, my office chair. Oh my gosh. As ek sien is daai ding iewers in die huis, and they're playing like rolly chair with it, and I can scream, and I'm like, leave my stuff, okay? The whole house is full of your stuff. Leave my stuff.
I have that with my phone. When my son is sitting watching YouTube rubbish, I'll be on my phone for like 5 minutes, just, you know, you scroll through reels and stuff, and then he will hear something that sounds appealing, and then he will just pop his head over to my screen. And, you know, stuff isn't always good, like, it's not always for kids to see and to hear and to what. So something I constantly have to say is, dis my screen, los uit.
You mentioned like YouTube trash. It feels like everything on YouTube is trash nowadays. It's the most mundane, brain frying SH1T there is. And then they watch it.
I can hear.
And then they watch it at like Yeah, my brain cells die just from hearing it in the background. And unfortunately, I have to hear it very loudly. So, sit sachter. Sit sachter. Please turn that down. Please turn that down. Can you please turn that down a little bit more? And they're like, oh, I can't hear, because they've put it on like two. I'm like, I didn't say switch the sound off. I just said turn it down a little bit. So that's also like, if I had a dollar for every time. Another big one is, hoekom lê hierdie ding hierso? Why is it here? Here, in this particular spot. Why is your toothbrush on my dresser? Why are your shoes in the bathtub? I don't know if you can hear them killing each other in the background, by the way. To do this recording, I've locked myself in our bedroom, and my husband is looking after the kids, and all I hear is fighting. Oh! and screaming. So,
he's not sure if the mic's going to pick it up.
I don't know. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So another one, and this is one of those things where, like, we've spoken about this before, where certain times you think, do their memories get wiped, like, every night? Is go brush your teeth, and go to sleep. It's sleep time. It's late. Mm. Please go to sleep. Go to sleep. Okay, I love you, but go to sleep. Mama, why can't we stay up some more? Because it's late. It's a school day tomorrow. Tomorrow, take your lunchbox out of your bag. Have you taken your lunchbox out of your bag? Please take your lunchbox out of your bag. And then today I had such a good giggle. It is a weekend. My daughters wanted to go with their dad to golf. And they were getting ready and they wanted to take a backpack along. So my eldest got her backpack and then she's like, I hate this bag. It's so gross. I'm like, what do you mean? This is your school bag. What do you mean it's gross? Mm. And she says to me, because there are those gemufte besies on her in.
No.
And I just had a good old laugh because I was like, girlfriend, I said to you, take your stuff out. We can wash it. But that does not sound like a me problem. That sounds like a you problem.
Natural consequences, right?
I have a good mind to just leave them in there and send it to school that way.
Well, how else is she gonna learn?
By me saying it a million times? Not.
Is she? No, she's not.
No, clearly not.
Oh my goodness, I did not keep track. But I think after this episode, you and I will both be able to retire if we had gotten $1, one single Namibian dollar, not even a US dollar, just a Namibian dollar for every time we said XXX.
So if you are repeating yourself over and over again, Mama, you are not alone. Kids, remember their prefrontal cortex, that thing in the front of your brain that houses logic and emotion and empathy and give a shittery, that only develops fully when they are between 25 and 27. So there's nothing wrong with the volume at which you say it. It's not going to stick probably for quite a while. The only way my children hear anything anyway is if I say, I've never even hit them with it. Like, I've never hit my kids with a wooden spoon. And yet, when I do say it, something clicks. But we all have to say the same thing over and over again. It is normal. You are not alone. And we will keep dreaming of that big old ship of money we could have had if we had a dollar.
And I tell you what, this chat just sort of brought something else, a different topic to mind. And I think maybe next week we should talk about stuff all moms say. Okay, so like those knee-jerk replies, not reactions, but replies to things kids ask you, and you have like in your pocket, whata, you whip out that reply.
I don't have many of those, honestly. My brain's too tired.
Well, I've got a lot.
But I'm looking forward to hearing yours.
Yes. So next week we'll chat about those whata mom replies. But
do that again.
Huata. I've had a day. Yeah, okay. I've had a huata kind of day. But in the meantime, you can catch us on nova.com.na. You can catch us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, TikTok, where you can find us at secretlife911, as well as Facebook. And we will be back, right?
We will be with The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.